on the back of 5 defeats, very pleasing. I think I'm on record saying that I do firmly believe that there's goals in this team. But the real pleasing thing is tonight we've come away with a clean sheet and scored 2 really well taken goals and possibly could have had more.
Sense of confidence just flowing through the team after the first goal went?
No, listen, when you're on the back of 5 defeats, it's difficult to, you know, where the next win's sort of coming from. You get in the habit of losing as you can get in the habit of winning games of football. So the pleasing thing was the way that we seen out the first 15 minutes. I thought Dundee started the game really well. But our shape was good. We'd worked on that. Greg and Jason, myself, worked on a lot of things with feedback that we'd got from the players. So collectively, we've put a few wrongs and sorted them. But it's continued to work that way and try and educate the players and give them that platform to go and win games of football.
No, you feel you had a lot of chances there in the second half. You should maybe hit the net a bit more often.
I've always said, but if you're playing against a team with the quality of Dundee, and we've scored 2 very well taken goals, I think we've hit the woodwork, you know, and Jack Hamilton's had, you know, probably 4 or 5 really good saves that he's pulled off on the night. You've got to take a lot of encouragement from that.
Goals like that from Kevin Nisbet and the amount of goals he scored, are you worried in the closing days of the transfer window that there might be anything there?
I've just said, talking to the BBC there, that it's Kevin's deserving of any attention that he may be bringing to himself at the moment. He knows since he's coming here it's collectively as a team as well, and he'll be the first to talk about his teammates, but he's certainly playing with a lot of confidence and scoring goals, and he will attract attention. It's a good problem for us. You know, I think it's a number of years since Dunfermline last sold a player. And as I say, if he's going to attract interest from other teams, then I'm sure the chairman will be happy, but we won't be looking to move Kevin on in the January transfer window. He's got a big part to play the rest of the season.
And huge result tonight. You mentioned that bad run, but that result tonight means you're only 1 point behind Dundee, so his playoffs still well within the grasp.
Well, it's not getting too carried away. I keep saying that, and I don't want to sound boring and repetitive, but you can win a couple of games in this league and you can be looking at the playoffs, and then you can lose a couple of games and you're looking at relegation. All I will say is that the boys worked extremely hard. They've bought into it. You know, when maybe questions are getting asked about, you know, how our season's going to go on, and to a man, I think they deserve an enormous amount of credit for the way that they performed tonight.
Must be pleasing to give one back to the fans after a tough run, obviously again turning out the numbers tonight, so that was pleasing for yourselves.
It was, and I want to thank the fans, because I felt tonight that their frustration that I've got to take, you know, accept that there's going to be criticism and that on the way, they didn't show that in any way with the players tonight, and that's all I can ask. We said in the summer we're going to bring players in to learn and develop and hopefully bring attention for other clubs, and that's happening. And as I say, I want to thank them, because I thought they were terrific and they played their part in the victory as well.